toi. La misère, je voulais pas. L'harmonie, la paix, l'amour. C'est ma liberté mentale, je les ai toujours autour de moi. Ils me laissent m'exprimer comme j'ai pu imaginer. On vit en plénitude, continue.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Grand Rising people, my name is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to give you some musical vibes in the morning, you get me? You can catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne. Let's go.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, man. Get my light right from the source, yeah.
Hey, when it come to you, pistol like bars, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love, yeah. Base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich and number when I'm with you, I'm bitter as forbidden food on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm beating you.
Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only.
I was cool with being a rebound. When we creep around, he ain't gotta know about us. I ain't trying to do too much. Baby, let me give you just enough. You're safe with me now. Come to my safe house and let me put the pressure on you. Let me put that body on tuck. Give you good sex, that loving. Girl, what you desire, I could take you higher. From the game, make me retire. You should be my final. Walk you down an aisle. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. Don't talk about it. I risk it all about ya. I'm standing tall behind ya. If you fall, I got ya. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. I'ma walk about it. I risk it all about ya. If you're lost, I find ya. Rip them panties off ya.
Rocks, not a rigid. It's a million plus three reasons I lied. I can't admit it. And I just don't want you to waste my time.
Cause I'm trying to get with you. I be feeling down, but I'm fine when I'm with you. You be thinking I be lying when I say I miss you. Girl, you know I'm on your body like a tissue.
They be calling you Illuminati when I'm with you. I say maybe it's your third eye, I love your mental. BBS is on me, look like now, ladies lick you up. I bet you never go back to the guy that was with you.
She got
everything.
Killing it on
so
the ones and twos.
DJ Bobby Payne. And when you get dressed up, you take hours. Baby girl, you know you can do
whatever.
Got me sitting by my phone. I've been waiting for hours. I'm all lost in the mirror. Picture of you fresh out the shower. So I might as well swing over to your place. In LA, but I'll be there at 8 if the traffic allows it. sit you down, I can show you around if you're really about it now. But for you, I got something to prove. What do you say? What do you say? Should we bring it right back? Honestly, it's better like that. I know we've been falling off track. Bring it right back. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. I just wanna take the time. I know all the things you like. Make me even more
right. Yeah!
Like your exes, nothing like your exes. Oh, wow. Can't tell you that you sexy. Lock it down if you let me. I'm nothing like your exes. Ooh, yeah. Nothing like your exes, nothing like your exes. See that you pull up alone. All in the club with no panties on. You ain't gotta check your phone. He don't know what he got at home. We both know that he a clown. Tell by how you walking, he don't down. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Call me now.
I can put you in a dream house. Keep you in a CC. Flowers on your necklace. The Waikiki. Girl, I end up.
Nothing like your exes. Nothing like your exes. Oh, wow. Can't tell you that you sexy. Lock it down if you let me. Nothing like your exes.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Nothing like your exes.
Such a good job, I pat myself on the back. Flight confirmation and cash through the air. Ain't nobody robbing me, I answer doors with a strap. Anywhere I go, I put Southside on the map. Charlie said she loved me, I said I love me back. Tried to cuss me out, I ain't going for that. Said they want my plugs so they can order the packs. But I'm addicted to the trap, you never know I relapse. So, no can do.
I get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for pulling the vibe, bro. Let's go.
Yeah.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook, MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and to our kings and queens listening and watching.
Blessed melanated. Oh, you guys hear me? Mic check.
Yes.
Blessed melanated rising, everybody. I'm so grateful to life, God, our creator, and to the ancestors just for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very entertaining, let it be very enlightening. Let it be, most importantly, let it be empowering to our listeners. Just keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, and positivity wherever they are. And just keep everybody safe. Hotep, amen, Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe. Happy May 6th. It's Thursday. It's the first Thursday in May. How's everybody feeling? How's the week going?
Like it's winter outside.
Right? Cold, man.
Who said I needed a jacket today?
I'm saying.
On top of my sweater, though.
Right?
I wasn't feeling that.
I'm not
at
happy
all.
With the weather.
At all.
Somebody needs to go give Mother Nature a hug.
Seriously, tell her we love you.
Exactly. Like, we really
and I
do.
Need you to love me back.
Exactly. She's like, I'll be like, I love myself. Like that song said before.
So, my week went pretty well. So, you know, the thing is, after coming out on Thursday, we have such good vibes. And so my energy leaves pretty high. And it goes into the weekend. And I really love it, right?
That's good.
And we've been talking about reconnecting in the past few weeks and, you know, through all these things. And I don't know what it was after Thursday last week, but I was just connected with a whole bunch of people that I haven't spoken to. And I'm talking like some in years, like I'm talking like 7 years for one of them.
That's good, though. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was really, really like blessed. I really appreciated that. And I definitely I read an MVP comment over the weekend, too, that made me smile. And paraphrasing, basically, the person basically said that I could rob a bank, blame Jesus and he'd go to jail.
Wow, nice.
So thank you, I appreciate that. That was very sweet. I felt that in my heart.
Okay,
so that was my MVP comment of the week.
Love that.
Guys, hold the phone though.
Which one?
Okay. J. Cole's dropping his album May 14th.
That's soon.
It's soon.
That's soon. I like that.
But if you know me, you know that. Okay, I got Morris Chestnut and J. Cole are my number twos.
Oh,
okay. Number twos. And none of them are second. Okay.
Okay, I got you. All right.
So
sounds Minaj a twice. Go ahead.
One said that.
No, well, that's kind of what
that's normally a comment that I would make. And I didn't say that today.
I just rolled my eyes so back.
Wow.
But I do like I do respect that they're both married and respect that and all that. But yes. I'm just saying, you know how you have that list?
Of course.
You have
the list.
It's my list and they're both on it on the same levels.
Like what list are you referring to? I don't have a list.
Well, you know the list.
You're married.
No, but that's the point.
You don't need a list.
But when you're married, you're supposed to have that celebrity list where it's your allowedsies. It's all pass.
Word?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, babe, you hearing this?
I did not know that either. Right. I just thought there was no list when you're married.
No, whatever relationship you're in, whatever, it's that celebrity, which you obviously know the chances of it happening are slim, but it's the list of saying
well, not in my case, my friend.
You know what? No one's talking
to you. Okay, stop it.
Pretty popular.
Stop.
You're a nerd.
Stop it.
But they're definitely on my list. And the last thing that I, the last true revelation that I received this week is I know that I've actually hit adulthood.
Yes.
Because I was exceptionally excited about receiving my new vacuum.
Ooh. Yeah. What kind?
A Dyson.
Okay.
That's a grown up vacuum right there. That's a grown up vacuum right there.
That is something to be excited about.
Listen, it's the cordless Dyson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You hold it in your hand and it detaches.
Cordless?
Listen, I'm going to wash my car this weekend, vacuum the car this weekend.
Yeah.
She has plans.
Yeah, I live in a condo. You know what I mean?
You have plans. I like that.
So it's not like I have like a garage and stuff. So I'm super excited about that.
I like that.
I said I'm excited about that.
No, with reason.
Okay. And I vacuumed. So I vacuumed yesterday. I vacuumed what I thought was a cleaned rug. I'm sorry, the music's a little loud.
Yeah, it's loud.
Sorry, guys. I think my headphones are low.
Yeah, perhaps. And I vacuumed my carpet, and I thought I just vacuumed it Saturday. You don't need to vacuum every day.
And you don't have a dog.
No, I have no animals, no nothing.
Right.
Yo, that thing picked up everything that your eye cannot see.
Really? Oh, I gotta get one. You gotta send me the link. I'm about to buy one of those.
Yes, and it's $100 off. So
Word.
Yeah. No, Dyson, guys.
Dyson is up there. Like, yes.
I'm in heaven.
And it's cordless.
And so I don't need a broom anymore.
Oh my gosh.
It's just that.
Is it noisy though?
No, it's not even that loud, son. It's not even that loud. Okay, I know, guys. It's for the younger listeners, this is probably not very exciting. But for me as an adult,
I'm excited for you.
Over the moon.
I'm with it. I'm with the stuff.
I'm just gonna tag right in there because I also have the Dyson. And you have it with the wall mount. The wall mount. Okay, that.
Hey guys, this is some
truth.
Stuff.
It is the truth.
I feel like I'm missing out.
It is the truth.
We need to send Miss Trish this link.
No, it's
to
like,
get this because I got a shaggy carpet and I want to clean it up.
Your floors. It doesn't even just have to be carpet.
Carpet, floors, and it's actually at first when Shai bought it, I was like, "Yo, really?" Because it's kind of pricey still.
And
I was like, "Yo, really?"
But it's worth it, though. It's worth it. You know, you get what you pay for.
And I told myself, I was like, you know, sometimes you got to spend on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just take care of yourself.
Gina, you should go and love yourself.
And get yourself a Dyson. But it honestly is, we should get a sponsorship because we're giving it a heavy endorsement.
Yes, we totally are right now.
No, but it is a really good vacuum. And just so in case anybody is like, you guys are gassing it. No, we're not gassing it. It's a dope vacuum. And you don't need a bag. You just empty it out. Quick fat. Come on.
It's a button, too. You push it and it's like,
I think you should put the link on our page. I don't know. Just thinking pay link, pay a jewelry, you know what I'm saying?
This is the Empower Hour. You'll feel empowered after that.
No, I know. You're welcome, everybody.
You are welcome.
So with that, I'm kind of with Gina also on realizing that I'm not as young as I used to be.
Okay. it's okay. You age like fine wine, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. I, because I thought I would be strong forever.
Okay.
Forever strong.
And,
you want to be
I don't know how to explain this, but...
So
Like, no, because it was hard. It was hard for me when I realized I couldn't do the regular sets of 50 push-ups I used to do.
Yo, you used to be the push-up king, son.
I was really. I am no. Like, no, guys,
you can't do it at all. Maybe no, is it not still, a build-up could, that you no, can no, like I, get to?
I'm
or?
Getting back. I'm coming back. Okay. Like, that's my point right now.
Listen, I didn't say you couldn't do it. You don't have to yell at me.
My point is, I'm coming back. So yeah, because it was the struggle was real. I hit like 23, and I was like, wait.
Oh,
hold on. Let me push two more and then take a break. Two more and then take a break.
At least get to 25. Get
to half. That's basically. And but see, I have a thing. So my goal is to get to 50.
Yes.
If I don't get to 50 one shot, I penalize myself 10 more. So
okay.
So basically, so
we do push-ups forever.
No, no. So basically, so technically, I would have had 25 left, but it was 35 left. You know. So then.
Okay.
And then I got to 30. So then I had 15 left because I had to penalize myself another 10.
Your ambition is very high.
But I did it. I did. But anyways, just to say, guys, I'm coming back. All right.
Okay. That's, welcome.
Woo, we believe I'm coming back. You, I've been doing push-ups every morning, except for this morning. It's really early.
Okay. Okay.
But you know, I'm gonna do something when I get back home later.
Are
but
you interested in coming to box too on Sundays?
One step at a time, sister. One step. You say you want to come to box? You don't got a stamina you for that.
Yo, last week. This is not to jump in your thing too, but last week we did elbows. He did a little Muay Thai just to show you guys.
Oh my goodness.
Gina's yeah.
I'm bruised up son. But wow. Like, you know what I mean? It builds you up.
Hey, no, all right.
I don't want to be built up like that still. No, I'm just no, cause let's be real. I just kind of want superficial looks. Like I don't necessarily actual. It's just I'll be honest. Yeah, no, it's just I just don't like the way I'm looking these days. I just kind of want to get that back. It doesn't have to be real strength. What happened?
Did that happen from watching Will Smith's dad bod?
Oh my god! No, yes. But
he's great.
I love it. I'm like, wow. He actually looks good. I love it.
He did that and then got a bunch of DMs and then just posted everything and now they're on missions to like get rid of the dad bod. So.
Wow.
No, his dad bod is kind of sexy. Okay, I like it.
I'm just gonna say it must be something in the atmosphere because I had no idea. I saw him posing with like no clothes on really and I was just like, I don't know what this is about, but I just kept it moving. Like I didn't even know. So I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah.
So then
you
know what? Maybe it's not just me. Maybe it's a universal energy thing. I thought it was just me.
You don't have dad bod though. Like they had belly.
Oh, yeah, he has a belly belly. But I like it.
I'm getting there.
It was a skinny belly. You know what? Okay, he pushed his
what
belly
out. What are you doing?
No, but I think
what
I'm
is
getting
that? Well, getting where?
No, look.
Let's not compare.
What are you? Are you touching your sweater? Why? Why are you touching your sweater like that? Stop that.
Anyways, I was just saying I feel like I have a... Well, Phenomenal actually brought it up the other day. She's like, Dad, it looks like you're getting a grandpa belly.
Oh, grandpa? She skipped the dad? She
We like I like it.
She went straight, and I
mean,
like,
you know.
No, but I do drink a lot of beer. But the thing all this to say, summertime is coming, guys. I'm coming for
you.
You
know what, Pete?
Crunches.
But you have to do your cardio in order to get there. I see you weren't on the. Guys. Anyways,
this week I missed West Coast class. I was trying to get there.
Man.
I almost went in person because I was in the area and I was going to show up, but I want to throw it off for everybody else because sometimes I'm not coordinated.
Right.
But, next week I'm going to be there. But actually, shoot, thank you. That's another segue for me because I do have a morning routine where I do some cardio with Nzinga.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
So I got a big shout out to my daughter Nzinga. We have this morning routine. We're kind of developing every day, kind of changing, but we're tightening up, you know. So we have our morning yogurt and milk, you know. Well, I don't have yogurt, but she likes yogurt.
Okay.
So yogurt and milk, and then we watch some French TV.
Oh, you know what I mean? So okay.
It's
I like
super
that.
Important. Some passepartout and all that good stuff.
Right.
And then I go to meditate. She goes off to do whatever for 15 minutes. I'm not too sure. She's all over the house. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we work out. We put on a 5-minute exercise. And guys, I'm going to share the video clips. Sometimes it's like animated. There's this hippo thing. And then there's a 5-minute.
That's another 5-minute
workout. Aww. But she does it. I do it. And it's like, it's a good, you know, cardio for today.
I love that.
You know what I mean? And then so we have our little morning morning routine.
Yes.
Thanks. But you know, but it's also, so we have our little thing.
That's
and it's,
cute.
You know, so I'm really having a good time. It's really just helping to keep my cardio going in the morning.
That's
so,
it. So do your cardio first and you'll build up to do your push-ups. Real
that's
fit.
It.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? You'll be good.
Those are two different muscles, my dear.
I know, but he'll still have the energy to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? You have to
Facts.
Do cardio is the basics. You got to do it. You get that heart rate up first and
endurance.
Be able to take it.
But that's not gonna get you to pull up land.
I'm saying he'll be good. I think he'll be good.
Thank you for the vote of confidence, guys. I'm looking forward. I'm gonna start taking pictures with no shirt on soon. You know, you guys.
I don't
want
to see it.
No, you want to see it.
No, I don't.
But
okay.
Personally,
so my last point is. I posted a picture in our Facebook group, and it went it went nuts. I don't know why.
What was the? I saw it. I know exactly what you're speaking of. Tell the people what you're talking about.
It was
exactly
a picture of a brother mm-hmm. wearing a t-shirt that says that I have my mask on the inside, and it's called My Immune System. So I thought that was super funny.
Yeah, I mean,
you're completely in your right to post that.
The backlash, though, again, I was like, I don't comment on your stuff. I'm just like the peeping Tom. But I was just like, what are people doing? Yeah. Listen, it's very simple on the internet. If you don't like something, you don't have to look or comment.
Yep.
I don't know when everyone's going to actually get that piece of common sense.
But I have to say, it's like one thing I take that I'm happy about. Is that I find, even though there's a lot of interaction, it's a very clear divide, I find people are, for the most part, respectful. No one is in there saying, well, I think you're an idiot. Like, you know?
Not directly.
People are agreeing to disagree, and they're vocal about it. They're stating their points in length.
Yes.
And they're like, well, you know, they're commenting on the image itself, saying, you know, they think that, like, he's not being, you know, sensitive to XYZ and stuff. It's super delicate, super complicated. There's so many different levels to it. That's why I like to compare it to like religion and politics and stuff like that, because it's just so dicey and touchy. But you know, I just like to say, I just like the fact that we're agreeing to disagree and not tearing each other apart.
Right.
I am sad at the fact that there is still a very clear divide, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and it is what it is. Like, it's I won't state my views. I have my own, but it's just that it's like I'm my main concern is. It's just that we come together and we don't let another thing divide us.
Amen.
That's my biggest thing.
I hear you.
That is it for me.
That's it for you. Well, guys, I didn't buy them, but I got my TikTok leggings. You know, the ones. Do you guys know about those?
No.
What?
The TikTok leggings are the ones that make your booty bigger.
Okay.
So they were bought for me.
Nice.
No details. And I got them.
Just like that, eh?
You're going to bring up half a story?
I know.
You're going to bring up half a story?
That's only a quarter of the story. Not even half.
No details. Anyways.
Why'd you get them?
She said, mind your business, but I'm going to tell my business.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying that's the Pisces way. So anyways, they were bought for me. I don't know, like, I do feel like my booty's bigger. I was walking here and I tested it in front of the truck drivers over there, and I was like, ooh, I did a Loretta Devine, you know, in that movie Waiting to Exhale. I'm like, is he looking? They were looking. So they do work, and I'm like, yes, I like these pants more, please. Anyways, what else was it? Productive week usual. And guys, I know I'm late to the game. I know I'm late. Everybody, I know I'm late. But I discovered Amazon Prime. I didn't know it was on my TV.
Oh, wow.
I actually didn't. I didn't know. I swear, I have a what we call a Roku or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I only noticed that it was on the TV when they showed Michael, what's his name? Michael Douglas? Michael, what's his name? Mm-hmm. Lori Harvey's boyfriend?
Oh, Michael B. Jordan?
Thank you. Him. Jesus.
She was like, what?
I was like, Michael, what's his name? Do you know?
I don't know. Michael, him. Him.
You know Mike.
I know, but
Michael, B. Jordan. Yeah, his movie was there. I'm like, why are they showing this? And I clicked on it, and now I have to give myself timeouts from Amazon Prime because I have an addictive personality, and I will watch everything on there. So I'm like, no, Trish, you got to do this. No, because I set out my tasks for the day, but I'm like, yeah, when I take a break, I can watch this. And then after I end up watching something else. So I am addicted to it. I did because I didn't know it was there. Did you guys get your census in the mail?
I did.
Are you guys going to fill it out?
I mean, it says it's required by
law. I know, right? I saw it, and I'm like, I wonder if they're really going to use the information.
I just don't. Can we prep these conversations before, like, we get on air? Because I find this is, you're setting us up for, on the, like, again, these FBI questions.
I know.
Are you going to fill out your census?
Last week, did you do your taxes?
I know. It's like, I get, yes.
Wow.
I'm going to
Lieutenant
fill it.
Lieutenant Trish? Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm going to fill it out, I
is
guess.
Is it throw Trish under the bus?
No.
Is it throw Trish under the bus
it's,
episode,
it's
though?
It's Trish calling everybody out.
No, I asked a simple, genuine question. Did y'all get your census?
Back-to-back weeks, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you guys get your census? Anyway,
Yes, it came in the mail.
Why I brought up the point is because I just don't know if they're going to be using all that information. I know they say it's mandatory, but really, is it? It's like our votes. Do they really count? Like, that's all I'm saying.
Like, I like that.
That's what I'm saying about it. You know, so.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to use the information.
I think most people shouldn't fill it out. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Just you see?
Boycott, just because you're not happy with the way things are going and say, I'm not filling out the census until things go the way I want them to go. Pharoah said
that was Pharoah.
Okay, that was pretty wild.
That
don't
was,
come for me, guys.
That is
don't come
not the that is not the opinion of CKUT 90.3 FM.
Nor of the ORC.
Nor of the ORC. Or Ms. Trish or Gina.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
The Empower Hour.
That was at all.
Strictly Pharoah. Just talking his ish.
Jeez Louise. Otherwise, I'm grateful to be here because y'all are just crazy. But I love you guys anyway. So that was, that's the week. That's it. It's cold, but yeah, we good. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Cool. So yeah, let's dive in.
Slide into the headlines. Oh boy. You guys ready for these headlines?
Yeah.
Oh, this one like really, wow. I don't know. This one killed me in a way. Not killed me, but like it killed my spirit in a sense. Like, really, is this really happening? Like, why is this happening? Like, what's going on, you know? So basically, Montreal women protest after nude photos allegedly shared on a massive group chat. Women who've infiltrated the group chat say some of the content seems to be revenge porn and some seems to be stolen OnlyFans content. Montreal police are investigating a group chat on Telegram, an encrypted messaging app with more than 3,000 members in the Montreal area allegedly sending nude photos and videos of women without consent. The most shocking in this is that the men are sending each other's photos of women who aren't at all conscious. They are women who look drugged. Jesus Louise, sorry, that hurt me. And they are also minors. That even hurt more. Said a woman who asked to remain anonymous for fear of reprisals. The woman, who we will call Jamie, infiltrated the group chat, and it requires an invite access link to get in. So for me, when I heard this, like I said, like it was really odd to me. Revenge porn is a crime, and they and I think that we need to put more punishment behind that, because I feel like there's not, like, how did nobody know about this until that link sent out? How did we find this? I think just more needs to be done about that, because, you know, it's not right, period. Like, it's as simple as that. It's just not right. You guys let me know what you
I think it's exposure season.
It sure is.
And,
I agree.
You know the saying, like, you know, all things done in the dark will come to the light.
Facts.
Like, there is a lot of sites like these that are encrypted, you know, aka the dark web. And so we don't know about it because it's specifically created for that purpose until someone has the luck to infiltrate it.
Right.
And to that point is, I'm just saying, hunt them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hunt them all at this point. Expose them. Because, you know, this goes back to the idea too, like, you know, locker room talk, right?
Yes.
And it seems innocent, and it seems like, oh, we're just having fun, and we're just boys being boys.
Right,
you hear a lot of that stuff
that
people say. But when they said that about Trump, like, oh, Trump's just being boys, grab them by the whatever. And I was just like, oh, that's wrong. But hey, you pointing the finger saying that that's wrong. You either did it yourself too, or like you're also part of these little group things. It's like
exactly
that, and things like that.
That's
so
it.
That's a behavior that we need to adjust within the society, so that when these things pop up, someone's gonna say like, "Yo, this isn't right."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so
And I think like right now there's an effort being made by brothers in the community. It did come as a pretty heavy hit, though, I have to say, like, because we have, like, from when I think we told you guys a couple of weeks ago, we had that brothers brunch and we were discussing strategy and come up with, like, you know, how we could get involved, and then we get hit with this, and it's like, wow. So and we're like a small group, we'll compare to the thousands of men in this group, right? So it really
3,000 from Montreal too, like that's not like it's the whole group, right?
Right,
they're just saying, like, that's very local.
Exactly.
They didn't say Quebec, Canada, Montreal.
On the island. Like, hello. Wow.
So it's like, it is really, it's sad. Like, it's sad to see, and it's like but it just also shows the where we're at, like the need for us to step up as men, as brothers, as, you know, like, yeah, like, it's, there's a saying that we are our brother's keeper, we're our sister's keepers too, and it's something that like we can't take lightly. So like Gina's saying, yeah, hunt them all. I think it's time that this needs to be exposed, because this is something where it's like this is sick. Like, it's kind of, it's really like, and if you guys have daughters, you guys have things, like, think about it. Like, you know, would you want your daughter in a group like that? Your niece?
Forget that. Everyone has mothers.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Off the bat. Like, everyone has, if you don't have a daughter, you don't have a sister.
Mm-hmm. You still have a mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. So anyways. No.
All right. So plans to add 1,500 more affordable housing units in Quebec. A group of investors says it's planning to build, acquire, and renovate 1,500 affordable housing units in Quebec. The investment worth $151 million will be made available to co-ops, nonprofit organizations, and housing boards. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I think that's cool.
Actually, I'm glad we're talking about that because that's something that like I want to speak specifically to the melanated community that there's tons of money that's available when it comes to investing into infrastructure, especially when we're talking about low-income housing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we should be discussing as a collective, as a community. The OFC, we're currently working with a group in Ontario that's actually looking to come into Quebec.
Okay.
Actually. And it's a black-owned construction company. They build, like, they can do everything.
Nice.
And so right now we're looking to see, especially around this low-income housing thing, because we're like, look, we need to create more affordable housing for our community.
Absolutely.
But also we need to get more black contractors involved in these things.
I agree.
It's like the amount of money that's going in and out and there's nothing circling within our community. It's a damn shame. So if people are interested in getting either more involved in this, who want to get more involved, who want to find out more information about how they can get involved in terms of either coming in as a contractor, figuring out how to, you know, invest to be able to collaborate and get some funding to be able to build your own low-income housing, take care of your community, get in contact with us and we'll put you in contact with the people.
Awesomeness.
Cool. But I have a question.
Yes. Because mm-hmm.
this was announced 2 days ago, right?
Right.
Is this after Mr. Legault said that rent in Montreal is like
$500.
Yeah. Is this the initiative?
Oh my goodness. Probably. Who knows? You guys do know.
Obviously it's been in the works longer than that, but I find the timing to be
pretty funny.
Pretty,
it is awesome.
And
you know what's funny? He did turn around and say, well, it was the media who took that out of context, right? Do you guys know he actually turned around and said,
sir, how?
It's the media.
They
that
asked
took
a question. It was asked and answered.
Yeah. He's like, I meant it for students.
I meant it for students, he said? No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say, but of course he could say that.
Of course he said it because it's him and he's so out of touch with what's really happening. So yes, he did say it.
Oh, yeah, for students who have four other roommates in a room. Like, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so demonstrators, many maskless, march in Montreal against public health restrictions. Protest forces officials to reschedule vaccine appointments at the Olympic Stadium. Protesters, most not wearing masks, gathered in Montreal on Saturday to demonstrate against Quebec's public health restrictions, such as the curfew. They were calling for a return to normal life with the economy fully open and people allowed to gather as they once did without fear of police knocking on their door to issue fines for illegal gatherings. A large group marched a loop around Maisonneuve Park and the Botanical Garden following Sherbrooke and Viau streets to Rosemont Boulevard and Bourbonnière Avenue. All right. So, I mean, this is going to keep on happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real and say, well, you know, I'm not surprised. People want their life back. I don't think it's ever going to get that way, but I mean, think people will fight to the end.
I don't know. Listen, the government works for us.
And you guys people, say that. I hear you.
If the people uprise and if this continues and it grows, because I mean, this is close-ish to my area. If
yes.
You will.
Okay. Cool.
So I was affected traffic-wise personally.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you keep this going, if it keeps growing, like your politicians are supposed to listen to what the people want.
They are. They're supposed.
And so
to.
as the people, I understand. Because
mm-hmm.
but you know, otherwise you don't get reelected and you know whatever and et cetera, et
right,
cetera.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
But if we don't believe in that and if we don't push for that narrative and we don't act within that narrative, then status quo, nothing changes. Right. Right. So
preach.
So I'm here for the movement. I'm mm-hmm. here for people like, you know, voicing their opinion mm-hmm. and coming together in a peaceful manner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
for sure.
Thankfully now we can see outside.
I know. I was very happy to see that.
I appreciate
this morning.
That.
Ah,
you know, so,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know, protesting like grownups. I'm here for it.
Yes. Pete?
Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I actually was trying to make it myself. I want to be.
I seen it. Was it you that put wear white? Was that you? Was that protest?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, no, I had full intentions on being there.
Okay, good.
I was there in spirit.
Nice.
But it's just because again, like I'm all for being safe and being taking precautions. I just feel that right now it's like. Like I just feel it's ridiculous. It's like
yeah.
it's like curfew 8 o'clock. No, change to 9:30. Like, how is that really making a difference? Like, wear your mask here, don't wear it there. Do this. Like, to me, it's like it's like semantics. Almost. Like,
of
it's like, it's like poppy showing. You know, like
yeah, absolutely.
It's like, guys, I don't have time for.
And
all
again,
this.
We're the only province with a curfew. Just to,
that's, it's like
just
come
to close
on. It's
that
like,
up.
It's like at this race. So now it's like we enough is enough.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
And I mean, what they're saying in that too is that, okay, we've been through this for a year.
Yeah.
We're all adults. Like, we have discernment.
Right.
I mean, I understand not everybody does, but they have discernment and allow us to protect ourselves the way we want. I mean, you know, I read in China when they did the shutdown, they provided those and whatever it is, masks to the population, right, as well as vitamins to the population.
Yes.
Not a mass vaccination.
Right.
They worked on boosting their immune system.
Exactly. We talk about all the time.
I'm just saying, folks.
Can I ask a question? Just to hear you guys' perspective. So when reading some of the comments, they're saying that, you know, although you have no symptoms, you're completely fine, you should go get vaccinated because there are people who are immune deficient, or like, you know, they suffer from an immunity issue, like, mm-hmm, you know, okay, their immune system is not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, I'm trying to wrap my brain around that concept, because then it's like, yeah, it's just like, because it's just weird for me to understand, because then does that mean like for example, can you compare it to people who are allergic to peanuts? Like, because you're allergic to peanuts, like, I shouldn't eat them ever? Like, is it that type of thing? Like, I shouldn't, like...
Yeah, and to me, that logic is... that's a perfect analogy, because, okay, I'm going to eat peanuts when I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do whatever I want to do when I'm at home. But if I'm around somebody who is allergic to peanuts, I'm going to make an effort. So the same thing applies. I don't need to go get vaccinated for my everyday life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to be around some... If I even have so much as a sniffle... I'm not going to go around somebody who can be strongly affected by that. And so this is the concept right now too. It's just that don't go to the grocery store if you have a sniffle. Don't do these things. Like, when I ate too much dairy one time, woke up in the morning, I was like, I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to stay home.
Okay.
Just in case. And then the next day I was fine.
Yes.
So that's the discernment that the population needs, not forced vaccination.
Exactly.
You know, and I understand that they're saying that it's not forced now, but they're pushing it very, very heavy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But the same way how I don't take that flu vaccine every year,
yes,
is the same way I have no intentions of taking this vaccine.
Right. Right.
That's not my intention. And I don't want them to create a scenario where your life has to change because you didn't take the vaccine at the end of the day.
Right.
I think I have enough discernment to know that if I have the littlest of things or whatever that may be, that you be extra careful when you're around the same, like, autoimmune, the people with cancer, people who have whatever that is, you know, you stay away from them regardless of COVID.
Of course,
So have that same discernment.
So then so the people who do suffer from, like, you know, their immune systems aren't as strong, so to speak, they should be, like, so you're saying it's like they should be, like, also taking care of themselves, boosting their immune system and staying, like, I'm just trying to understand, is it for the individual who's suffering to take care of themselves and to be in a safer space, or is it for the general public to be more cautious of those individuals?
I think it's both. I think in a sense where, like, I'm saying it's both, not in a sense that, okay, everyone has to go get vaccinated for that, but like I said, notwithstanding COVID, in normal times, pre-pandemic, that should have still been your stance.
Right.
So, like, if you're around somebody, the person who has the auto deficiency issues is already by nature more careful, or at least they should be more careful about where they go, what they do, and being more cautious about what they touch or what have you. But also the people that are around that person and care for that person are just decent human beings will also know not to go sneeze in their face.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Like, and let's not forget, wash your hands.
Simple.
Seriously, like, I feel like, you know, we're enforcing this wash your hands thing as if it's something that people never did. Like, you really have to be like, I get it. I am seeing the unsanitary ways of people now, but you know what I'm saying? Just basic things we should have been doing. Anyways. All right. Talking about a year in the pandemic, Montreal restaurants, bars to stage symbolic opening after heartbreaking year. After a devastating year of closures, takeout, and layoffs due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Montreal's restaurants, bars, and clubs are planning to stage a symbolic reopening on Saturday. The goal is to encourage the public to discover or rediscover the dining rooms and the beautiful, well-tended places you once enjoyed so much. Participating businesses will have staff members welcome passerbyers on the street to distribute gift certificates and many other surprises. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think that's cool.
Did I tell you guys the other day? I don't know if it was last Sunday. Sunday or the Sunday before that, but I woke up early and, like, just doing things, it's like, man, this would have been a good day for a brunch.
Mm-hmm.
To go and sit down and have a brunch, a little mimosa, a little cheers with the girls. in the restaurant, not take out and figure out your cold eggs by the time you get
home. You know
home.
What I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Gosh, man.
Yeah. I miss it.
Yep.
I miss it too. A lot.
I'm all for it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm all for this. I think it's, as a people, we don't, I'm going with Gino saying, like, it's like technically the power to the people. And it's like, we need to show that we're not happy with what's happening. We're not in support of them completely just destroying the economy.
Right.
You know, forcing people to go poor. We're just not down for it. Like,
no,
you know,
we're not down for it at all. So, we're not down.
I'm with that.
All right. Trudeau Liberals got earful of police on police racism for concerned public emails reveal. They didn't always agree on what to do, but scores of concerned citizens penned letters urging the federal Liberal to address police mistreatment of Black and Indigenous people as the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota helped spark indignation about injustices in Canada. Hundreds of pages of correspondence disclosed through the Access to Information Act revealed deep mistrust of the RCMP and other police services, along with plenty of suggestions on how to make things better. So I'm just going to read what some of the people said. A Verdun, Quebec writer said that as a white male, he had never experienced racial or gender discrimination, so he could not truly understand the pain and rage of people of color, but I feel their pain and will not remain silent. Another person said, although we might need the police in some specific instances, the unrestrained force that they regularly use against Black and Indigenous people is appalling and completely unacceptable in a country like Canada. So, yeah. How are you guys? For me, I'm just like, okay, so why don't we know about, like, why is this so hidden? Why is this something Justin Trudeau's not talking about?
Well, because they're saying it's not like he is managing that inbox. That inbox is going into the Minister of Defense or whoever that is. So,
right.
I mean, the headline is a little salacious per se, because it's not like, it's like, Trudeau, you're not listening. Okay, but I didn't receive it. That's not my inbox. But to that point, keep writing. You know, like,
I think so.
As last week we talked about, you know, reaching out to your delegates and reaching out to the people in your environment, like, and there are different factions, federal, provincial, municipal, and all these things, and keep writing them, keep calling them. Again, they work for us, so gather your employees, folks. Gather your employees.
Facts. I like the fact that there's other people talking about it. The fact that, you know, it just shows that we're not in this fight alone. And so that's super, super encouraging. So that's, you know, to me, when I hear these kind of things, it's like the more we disturb the shit, you know what I mean? Things are going to change. And that's really what it is. Hey, big shout out Keith Dean, who is watching us on the Facebook Live.
Is he? Hey.
Keith Dean, check him out on Twitch and like everything. He is King Twitch. I think that should be his new DJ name. Keith Dean, King of Twitch.
Why do you call him King of Twitch?
What do you mean? Because, Keith Dean, like, when the whole wave started, he right away, he was like, nah, he had to pivot away.
He did, went right in. He went right
and
in.
And so that's it. Like, any pioneer in the game, you set the trend, you set the mold, you become the king of the game.
Go on, Keith. Keep going. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You know,
out.
Keep on going, Keith. We endorse, Oh, okay. You said I'm going to transition, so why we stop talking? All right, the next one is some positive news in the community. So Concordia graduate becomes first Black curator at Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Art history alumna Eunice Belidor is at once an art expert and a role model. Eunice, R12 it says, has also loved color, texture and shape growing up in the northeast Montreal. She dreamed of a career in fashion. A first year senior course in how to perceive art through the ages did not change her mind so much as shifted. Recently named the Gail and Stephen A. I don't want to butcher that last name, curator of Quebec and Canadian contemporary art 1945 to today. The first Black curator at the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Belidor is at once an art expert and a role model, filtering the job through the prisms of history, convention and race. A 21st century pioneer helping to break the path for the others that follow.
That's amazing.
I was like, yes, this has to be said.
Claps to that.
So cool.
Finger snaps.
Actually, yesterday I met somebody from who's working on creating the Concordia Black Student Union. Did you guys know that there was a black student union at Concordia? Were you aware of that?
Wasn't there though?
I thought there was.
No, but when I was in Concordia, we had a whole... There's a whole...
You thought so.
No, but I can't remember the name of it, but it was absolutely...
The Caribbean Student Union.
Yeah, that, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole time, I was under the impression that... So when she's talking to me, I'm looking at her, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh.
Like, I swear there was already a black student.
I went to all their jams. That's what I'm saying.
But no, they're working hard putting together a black student union at Concordia. So yes.
Because there's more than just Caribbean.
That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Absolutely. Right? Okay.
And technically, I honestly didn't know that.
If you think,
you learn something new every day. So that's why people listen to the Empower Hour. You learn new things.
Right.
And so basically, I want to just give them our support. Like, because what they want to do, what they're pushing for, is to be the black union that oversees the other black bodies. There's like the Caribbean Student Union. Yes. There's Action. There's a bunch of different black associations. So they should be supported by the black student union.
Yes.
You know, and if there is support from all the other groups, I don't see why
that's
they don't make it happen. So that's really dope. So with that, with no further ado, I'd like to... where are we at?
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
If on no man swear to will, you are gonna see a million. We got the Congo long just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man up beat like God. What question?
So where you come from?
Hey. I'm a beat boy retreat when he hear the things slap. Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go we dance strong. In art.
Alright then, no pass a place and no crossing line. And knock me with me from coming the heart to find. And the nation we stand up at the cast of mine. Right now mega rule up on that, that's if it just pass me mind. Now the music, now the weed, up about the cast the crime. Anytime you see the rasta man, no ask to mine. Vampire them a go in a mastermind. Say them hunting blood samples hard to find. Alright, this them to know. Fire. Anything you reap that you sow. Hands off it clean and your heart off it pure. Light up the chalice and me tell them to.
That's the fire I ever say fancy car.
If you no man swear the way you are gonna see a million. We not the Congo long just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man up beat like God. What question?
So where you come from?
Hey. I'm a beat boy retreat when he hear the things slap. Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go we dance strong. In art, in art.
When they ting them
mad knock knock on the door, the 40 call the 44 go blah blah. Killer that step in so hot, me start to flow. Premier League, we have the arsenal to fight the revolutionary battle. Cause only the battle them fi poor. The youth them fi rich, equal rights and power. Me tell them fi leave the sun to shine out. Black rain will shower them. No make we let go 60 like the whole of them. DJ Khaled burn out the coward them.
This is the one he like me.
Pop it off and beat one. Food to reach the people mouth and money for your reach on. But then brave, no take no chat. Jamaica land where we from. Shining like a beacon. We the best, so listen us and me one. Bullet.
If you no man swear the way you are gonna see a million. We not the Congo long just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man up beat like God. What question?
So where you come from?
Hey. I'm a beat boy retreat when he hear the things slap. Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go we dance strong. In art, these streets are cold, you better bundle up. Don't know who to trust, most of them corrupt. We look inside them eyes and see the plan.
Bounty call it, but you keep it and not step in the Mount Zion.
These streets are cold, you better bundle up. Don't know who to trust, most of them corrupt. We look inside them eyes and see the plan.
Well, I don't know the hubs, we never stop, man, I be gone.
Load up another cup.
Fire.
Load up another cup. Load up another cup. Well, my locks you can't touch. Well, Babylon men will say you are bluff. Load up another cup.
If you no man swear the way you are gonna see a million. We not the Congo long just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man up beat like God. What question?
So where you come from?
Hey. I'm a beat boy retreat when he hear the things slap. Them say dreadlocks no play in a no bang around. And anywhere we go we dance strong. In art.
Jump. 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 Jump.
Okay, that was DJ Khaled featuring Buju Banton, Capleton, Bounty Killer, and Barrington Levy.
Hey,
that was really good of him, eh, Khaled, putting all those artists together.
Yes, that was fantastic. It was great.
If you'd like to find it, because he did drop a whole album with a whole lot of heat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's called Where You Come From.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Very well done.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate it. I totally jammed to it. It brought me back to some good old days. Our good old days partying at Rocky McCool's and NRG out in the greater Ontario, Toronto area.
Ontario. Mm-hmm.
So this week's affirmation or quote of the week is, never let a good job stand in the way of a great career.
Ooh, I like that.
And I thought that was important. So May is mental health awareness.
Yes.
And May is also the month where I'm going to kind of focus on finding TED Talks to share with the people. So mm-hmm. we will be putting up those links. And there is a lot of mental health speeches and stuff like that there.
Yes.
And this week I will talk about... we're going to kick it off with the financial standpoint because nice. There's also a correlation with how that affects people's mental health and mental state, especially when you have a lot of financial issues and what have you. Mm-hmm. So we are going to kick it off with that.
Okay.
But to the affirmation of the week, I've been not a victim, but I've been in situations where I stayed in a job longer than I should have.
Yes.
And I thought it was being loyal. Mm-hmm. And then I woke mm-hmm. up and I'm just like, that's not being loyal. You're being stupid. Mm. Right. And then you get comfortable in that. And I'm not saying everyone has to have their own goals and you want to achieve whatever you want to achieve. But
absolutely.
Sometimes you do stay in your comfort zone. Because it's a good job. It's a good job.
Right. You say things like that for sure. Yeah.
But you don't get to push your career.
Right.
And when you get to push your career, you'll find out that what you get to do becomes a lot more easier and then every day doesn't feel like work.
Amen.
And then you become an expert at what you do. And when you hit that expertise level, it's a game changer.
Amen.
So that was this week's goal and affirmation. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to give you a little 3-minute video on financial burdens and tips on how to fix it.
Nice.
So this is TED Talk. This is a TED Talk that... talks to you about 10 steps by Wendy De La Rosa. 10 steps to boost your financial health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just as we're setting it up, the one, it's as we're talking about financial health and you know, just the value of it. Budgeting is so mm-hmm. crazy. I did not realize how many people don't budget.
Yes.
And it's like, it's a begin to the end if you're not budgeting, people. I'm just going to tell you right mm-hmm. now, like, it's just about applying a discipline. And if you don't really know what that right. means, like, because it's just knowing that, like, you want to put aside some kind of funds, put aside,
absolutely.
You know, something to plan for the future.
Yep.
But anyways, I just wanted to drop that as we're on the topic, because I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I was just talking about this.
Day or a mental health day or even a personal day. But a financial day is just as important. You deserve to take time to get your life in order when you aren't on edge and under pressure. Employers, if you're watching this, you should also think about giving your employees a financial health day. Throughout this series, I've shared ways that you can change your environment so you can spend less and save more. But the secret ingredient for each tip has been time. Calling your credit card company to change your interest rate takes time. Deleting an app off your phone takes time. And if you haven't had time to put these changes into action, this is your chance. Mark a day on your calendar right now to devote to reorganizing your finances. Really commit to this day and make that day as productive as possible. But here are the big headlines that are the most important to cover, both from earlier episodes and beyond. So first, I want you to focus on your fixed expenses. Take the day to evaluate your bills. Can you truly afford your housing payment? Is it time to start looking for a cheaper place? Do you need to switch to a low-cost cell phone provider? Do you need to trade in your car for something else? This is the day where I really want you to think about those large fixed expenses and make that one-time change. Number two, sign up for the boring but necessary stuff. Do you have life insurance? No? Sign up now. Are you enrolled in your company's 401k? No? Sign up now. Are you contributing enough to that 401k? No. Edit your contribution rate right now. Number three, if you haven't already, talk to your significant other about money. Get on the same page. It matters. Visit the link below for a list of questions to help get you started. Number four, create a singular savings goal. You can start by setting up an automatic plan so that a portion of every paycheck goes directly into your savings account. Number five, start paying off your debt every week, not just every month. Maybe it's your credit card debt or your mortgage debt or whatever you have. You'll end up reducing more of your debt over the course of a year if you pay that debt more often. Number six, renegotiate your credit card interest rate and change your payment due date. Get on the phone, call your credit card company, and make your credit card company work for you. Number seven, use technology to your advantage. Redesign your online environment by unsubscribing from all your shopping newsletters and install an ad blocker. You can't spend on what you can't see. Number eight, delete those distracting delivery apps. Number nine, now my tips are not all about cutting back spending. I want you to spend on things that increase your happiness. So focus on experiences, on spending time with others, and on expenditures that help save you time, like hiring someone to clean your house or mowing your lawn. That will save you time and boost your happiness. Number 10, last but certainly not least, schedule another financial health day for a few weeks later. Chances are you'll need to revisit some of the things you started today. I know all of this may seem tedious or boring, but it's better to make these vital changes when you have the time to think about them and not under the stressful conditions when we usually make these very important decisions. Not every day can be a spa day, but I think a financial day will leave you feeling soothed and pampered.
Want to make a name for yourself?
Yes. So I am so glad we got to share that.
That was awesome.
There was a lot of mms and yas while we were listening to that. And like she said, it's not about cutting everything back, because you do have to put savings and things to for your own happiness. Exactly. and whatnot. But when you budget, you have that, you know, like Scotiabank says, you're richer than you think.
Yes.
Yeah. You find that out when you take the time to kind of take a stop, mm-hmm. do your snapshots, build it out, figure it out.
Yes.
When she talks about paying off your credit card on a weekly basis, that's when we're talking about your credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when the moment you let a balance go through to the next month, you have compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's what credit cards make their money off of. Mm-hmm. And they tell you, just pay a minimum of $11,
right.
pay a minimum of $28,
right.
so that you can owe us for the next 25 years.
Exactly.
So, you know, just, you know, a lot of great tips that we're going to post there.
Huge. That was huge.
That's awesome.
If we have time, maybe towards the end of the show, we could go a little more and I could share some of the budgeting tips that I have too. If not, we could carry it to next week, but it's definitely, yo, it's money season, guys. We got to, you know,
May
just,
smells like money.
Yo, I like that.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, money. That's the first. Listen, you got to watch my Coffee Chronicles. That's what I say about it.
Hey, I'm Nani.
Welcome to the OSC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
All right, you guys hear that? This is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and the English-speaking Melanated community. And the Business Zone is where we bring you that Black excellence.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know about it, but we're about to tell you, La Maison d'Haïti, a community and culture organization founded in 1972, with the mission to embrace, integrate, and improve the living conditions of Haitian and Afro-descendant immigrants. So today we have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Daisy Alcedor, who has worked in the sales management fields for many years. Since 2015, she has focused her energies on community empowerment through financial literacy as an employee of La Maison d'Haïti. Daisy, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Had my morning coffee, so I'm good.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing. Daisy, why don't you tell the people, I gave a little blurb there, but why don't you tell the people a bit about yourself?
Well, as far as our financial literacy program, I'm able to be mobile when we're not in confinement. I go in the East and in the West Side. We share with groups of youth groups. We share with also elderly people. Everybody can get better at their finances. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And talk to us about your work that you're doing with La Maison d'Haïti and La Maison d'Haïti as a whole.
Well, Maison d'Haïti, we actually are a group of 22 employees. We have different programs to accompany everybody from zero to 100, right?
Wow.
Okay. So there's a youth program. Right now going, there's a youth program. There's all kinds of women's programs. We have a program for young mothers. It's called Au Futur. And so they're accompanied so that they actually get to understand all the benefits that they are allowed to have through our government. After all, most of these benefits, most of the programs are prepaid. We prepay them. We're allowed to have them.
Wow. Nice. It's true. If you think about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's the breakdown of our taxes, it sounds like.
Right?
You know, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I know what QPP stands for, but I need to know where all the other percentages of my money is going. And and that's very important because we are talking the conversation that's going on a lot these days is along the side of femicide. We had a lot of conversations with individuals talking about not having somewhere to turn. So it's amazing to know that there's not only somewhere to turn, but there's somewhere to turn with people who look like us, right, and who understand our struggle from that perspective. So speaking of financial literacy, as we and you know, I didn't know this beforehand. I actually we just played a TED Talk about finances, and so that really blended in really nicely. Do you have any tips that you want to give the community about finances?
Well, if I could use myself as an example, I love my coffee. It's crazy. I used to drink 5 cups of coffee a day. But Tim Hortons would get all my money.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you switch it up, when you take a photograph of your habits, and you just switch them up, okay. So then you can save a whole lot of money. So now I buy my Maxwell House barrel, 900 grams, at $9, and between both scenarios, we're looking at saving $2,000 to $3,000. $1,000, believe it or not.
Wow.
$1,000. And you know, no one sees that because you say, okay, you go to Tim Hortons. What is it? I don't drink coffee. Sorry. I don't know if it's like a dollar or two. I'm very François Legault on this one. But
isn't that crazy? That's how you say ignorant?
How you say it now.
I'm so François Legault.
I'm François Legault with this right now. I love that. That was actually great. That was a step.
We don't realize that, though, that whatever, $1 to $3. And if you're going to Starbucks, it's a whole other.
Oh, wow. It's a whole different ballgame. Absolutely.
But $2,000 to $3,000, well, that does things in life.
Absolutely.
That does things.
As a coffee drinker, that resonates. Honestly, that's really good.
I had a conversation with somebody this past week, and just without thinking, she had a habit of buying tickets every week. And just a conversation, it was funny enough about budgeting again. I'm like, well, how many tickets do you use every week? She's like, all of them. I'm like, so then why don't you just buy a pass for the month?
Right.
And she looked at me like, wow.
Because like, it really